Good evening, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Friday Night Under the Lights. Tonight's show made possible by Cricket Wireless. Smile, you're on Cricket, and joining me, as always, George Broadstreet to my left. We are, is it week 12?
Week 12.
Into the season. That means three more weeks. Can you believe that?
No, it's really passed by quickly.
It has passed. And I think the last part of this season is going to be going by a little bit slower because we're going to be playing on more nights than we normally do on Friday.
Yeah, I mean, you almost need to put an asterisk on that Friday Night Under the Lights because we got Thursday games, Friday games, and a few Saturday games this particular weekend.
And I'm hearing some vibes that might, if we don't get more officials, that might be what people are going to be, what we're looking at next year. Now, tonight, we've got a great show lined up because I wanted to talk to the head of the officials in the MAIS, which is Tom Rice, mm-hmm. really good guy, known him for a long time. And then next week, we're going to talk to the head of officiating at the MHSAA. Big announcement came out this week from the MHSAA. They were scheduled to have the playoffs, the championship games, at the Memorial Stadium in Jackson. And they were going to do that one more year before mm-hmm. taking it back to the campuses. Well, Jackson State is going to be hosting the SWAC championship. And so that's their stadium. So they decided to move these games to Southern. So we'll have those.
To USM.
Right.
Yeah.
So they'll be at the Rock. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like their stadium the way it's really kind of neat over there. So, and then we'll have, Southern's getting the business too because they're getting the championship games.
That's true.
They're getting the Miss Owl game. So then they've got their own game.
Yeah.
So then they've got their own game.
A lot happening in high school football and a bunch of games in high school
football and
a bunch of games last night.
Joel and Noah will be going
to Scuba, Mississippi tomorrow.
We'll be going
to Scuba, Mississippi tomorrow to
East Mississippi
taking on
that is a playoff game.
Hines, Mississippi.
That is a playoff game.
Hines Panthers going to be up well. So
they normally play on Thursday, which would have run into a bunch of these high school games.
Yeah.
So a couple of really big games in the central Mississippi area yesterday, which was Madison Central and Oxford. And we're going to have a report on that. Matt Timms was there. And then also the Pearl game with Brandon, the Eat Dirt.
Yeah, and I think they both have artificial surfaces now, so I'm not sure. I guess they have to bring in buckets of dirt.
But
rubber. Yeah, but Brandon pretty much dominated that game, which is a little bit of a surprise they won by the margin they did.
I was surprised because, the last couple, was it Pearl that beat Oxford? I want to say they beat Starkville. That's not right. They beat somebody pretty big, and then they turned around and lost that one yesterday.
Yeah.
I don't know what playing on a Thursday does to the psyche of a football team, but if you're into routine,
it's a short week.
It's an awfully short week.
Yeah.
So you move your pad days, which is normally Tuesday and Wednesday. Now that bumps up to Monday and Tuesday.
Right.
And you get out of sync, and then you're on the road, and that's always a challenge for the high school kids. So interesting times. And how many games did we actually have played on Thursday this week?
According to Will, there were supposed to be about 40 that were lined up, but some of them did not play. Some of them ended up playing tonight, and then a couple of them I think were actually moved to Saturday. So it's real confusing.
I was going to say if they were scheduled to be on Thursday, why did they move that then to Friday?
I don't know. I don't have a full explanation.
Maybe we'll know from Tom Rice when he calls. So everybody else was in action. Now there's some tomorrow. Is that what you're saying?
Well, there's a few games. Being the Laurel Hattiesburg game, which is kind of interesting. What we're going to talk about tonight for sure. We're going to have the 4A and 3A were actually in MHSAA. We're actually in playoffs games tonight.
Okay.
So we're going to talk about that. But we're also going to talk about the playoff brackets for Class A or 1A, 5A, and 6A. And the 6A and the 1A playoff brackets are set. But the 5A, half of the bracket's set, but the south half is not because you've got, for one thing, you've got to play that Laurel Hattiesburg game.
Which isn't until tomorrow night.
Because I think, and somebody like Mike or Kerry Metzler can correct me, but I think in that there's like one district where there's like three or four teams that all have the same record.
Oh.
So it comes down to the last week. So it'll come down to maybe a lot of these games numbers tonight.
And would it come down to points scored if they had to, if they got three people tied? Would they do a points thing? Oh, goodness.
So anyway, I don't know. It's just real confusing. But we'll sort through it. And, of course, the MAIS was definitely in playoff action tonight.
They were.
So there are not quite as many games for MAIS.
No, we want to remind you that if you want to call in and be a part of the show, if you just want to call us in the score of your school, you're certainly welcome to do that. We would like to hear from you. 601-401-6867. Ty Bailey's on the telephone tonight, and he will take that call and either put the score down. If you want to jump on and talk about your team, you can certainly do that. We're going to be here till midnight tonight. And
it's not enough time.
No, it's the fastest 2 hours of your week and our week, too. So I guess what we're going to lead with is...
We're going to lead with tonight's games.
Scores. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to lead with tonight's scores, and we'll get to the other scores as the night goes on. But let's look at Class 4A tonight, and these were playoff games. Itawamba AHS defeated Choctaw Central 28-14. West Lauderdale all over Moorville 72-15. Clarksdale defeated South Pontotoc 41-0. It was Louisville 37, Shannon 12. Pontotoc defeated Gentry 35-34. It was Caledonia 31, Kosciuszko 24. Macomb beat Lawrence County 26-20. Moss Point over Northeast Jones 40-0. Poplarville over Raymond 42-7. Now those were all 4A playoff games. In 3A playoff games, Amory defeated Mantachie 54-6. It was North Panola 60, Ruleville Central 6, Aberdeen over Water Valley 12-9. Enterprise Clark defeated Seminary 42-7. It was McGee over Jefferson County 47-6. Jefferson Davis County defeated Clarkdale 54-19. Hazelhurst defeated Franklin County 42-8. And Raleigh shut out Wilkinson County 43-0. So we got most of those scores. We got a few more we got to track down. In 2A, and again, these are playoff games, in 2A, East Webster over Cahoma County 47-0. Pisgah defeated Lord Star 31-20. Scott Central 54, Emmett County 8. Lake 49, Stringer 6 was the final there. And if I can get my pages to turn here. Okay, and these are 1A, and this is a 1A game that was played tonight. Mount Olive defeated Enterprise Lincoln 46-26, and Ethel defeated Noxipater 30-27. In MAIS action, Class 6A, it was Jackson Academy easily over PCS 40-14, and also Jackson Prep. No trouble with Park Lane. I think that game lasted about an hour and 15 minutes?
About that.
About 55-13 was the final there. In 5A action, it was Leak Academy over Pillow, 49-14. Now, these are playoff games in 5A. Capaya defeated Bayou, 26-21. Heritage over Starkville Academy, 31-12. Let's see. This is a 4A playoff game. Tri-County defeated Oak Hill, 56-14 was the final there. And 3A, Greenville Christian, you heard of them, haven't you?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they defeated Winona Christian, 50-0 was the final there.
Ooh.
So that's kind of what I have of the games played tonight. That's what I have. Do you want to look at some Thursday night games?
Yeah, let's look at some Thursday night scores.
All right, Thursday night, these are 6A. We'll go over some of these. South Panola over Center Hill, 42-9. Clinton defeated Murrah, 28-0. DeIberville beat St. Martin, 34-20. DeSoto Central over Louisville, 35-22. Gulfport defeated Biloxi, 27-19. It was Pascagoula, 54, Hancock, 46. South Haven defeated Horn Lake 20-7. Oak Grove over Northwest Rankin 55-39. Ocean Springs remains undefeated. They beat Harrison Central 38-13. It was Madison Central over Oxford 48-7. Brandon beat Pearl 38-7. Terry defeated Peddle 13-7. It's been a long year for Peddle.
It has.
But Terry, got a nice win there. They finished the season actually 3-8, but played some tough games.
I was going to say, didn't they win their last three?
I know they won their last two.
Yeah.
So they played well in some games. Starkville edged Grenada 14-10, the same score. Tupelo defeated Germantown 14-10. Tupelo had a good football team, finished 7-4, didn't make the playoffs.
Ooh.
Didn't make
because
it.
Because that region is just
because
loaded.
It's just so hard. And they lost to Clinton. And Clinton beat Oxford, Tupelo, Murrah, and Grenada right at the stretch at the end and made it into the playoffs.
Clinton made it. And back at the beginning of the season, we wouldn't even be talking about
no,
that.
No, no.
Ray Coleman's going to call us about that tonight.
Warren Central defeated Meridian 31-21. Let me give you a couple of 5A scores. Brookhaven defeated South Jones 45-23. Ridgeland shut out Canton 21-0. It was Natchez defeating Florence 36-34. Picayune, Kerry Metzler, our good friend, defeated Gaucher 42-14. East Central beat Van Cleve 42-35, and Pearl River Central defeated West Harrison 28-7. So that was some 5A scores. We'll give you some more as the evening goes on.
Now, those are from yesterday or those are tonight?
No, those are all from yesterday.
Those are all from yesterday.
All from yesterday.
So that means Picayune played yesterday.
Yes, they did.
Okay, so apparently they're just rolling.
They're having a really good season. They're 10-1.
And they lost to?
I don't remember.
I think it's
it was a 6A school, I think. But anyway, somebody Carrier tells us.
And you know, I'm really interested in Starkville. What's going on in Starkville? Because it seems like they're up 1 week, down 1 week. Madison Central won yesterday. Did you mention that?
I did. And Madison Central is 9-1. I tell you, you know, it's really, you know. Well, do you want to talk about 6A playoffs?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is the playoff bracket in 6A. In the north, it's Oxford will be at South Panola. DeSoto Central will be at Madison Central. Hernando will be at Starkville. And Clinton will be at South Haven. That's the north playoff district. The south will be Harrison Central will be at Brandon. Warren Central will be at D'Iberville. Pearl has to go to Ocean Springs. And Gulfport will be at Oak Grove. That's some good games. But, I mean, if you look at that, I mean, I couldn't tell you who's
going to come out of that.
Well, I mean, who's the favorite? Madison Central is pretty hot right now.
I would think they would be.
I would say Brandon has had an amazing year.
Yep.
They lost two early games, didn't lose another one. Warren Central, you never can count them out. And Ocean Springs might be the best team in the state.
They're undefeated.
And that doesn't include Oak Grove, the defending champion.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's probably five or six teams that could easily win it.
But Greenville Christian goes in and beats Oak Grove at Oak Grove.
At Oak Grove.
Wow.
When Oak Grove was really playing well, too.
These are strange days, to be sure.
They are.
Well, you can take Ty Boyles and then finish out the segment for...
All right, let's go to the telephone. Young man that calls every week, and even though his team's not in it anymore... Crystal Springs, Ty. You know the Tigers didn't make it. They were home tonight, weren't they?
Appreciate you giving us a. Yes, they were. Though.
So, is this a young team, or they got a lot of these kids coming back?
Well, as far as I know by now, we've got probably the whole team coming back with 5 or 6 seniors.
So they should be a pretty good team, we would think, next year. And so it's onward to basketball now. Yeah. In the Crystal Springs area. I understand you watched the prep game tonight.
Yes, I did.
So if you can't watch the Tigers, what'd you think of the Patriots? What'd you think of prep?
I loved it. I loved it because I got a friend of mine that is a coach at Park Lane. So I'll wear the rubber didn't take him.
All right, man, we're up against the break. Go ahead and say it because we got to take off.
Pluck him hard, go! Pete Rice up there.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Ty. You always call. There we go.
35 seconds.
Well, go ahead.
Let me scoot this. You know, you were asking about who beat Picayune.
Yeah.
It was D'Iberville.
That's who it was.
Yeah, in week 4.
6-8.
I think Dave Schau sent that to us. But in the fourth week of the season, D'Iberville beat Picayune.
And you don't argue with the doctor.
No.
We will take a timeout, and when we come back, we'll hit the telephones. We still got time to call. 601-401-6867. Tonight's show made possible by the folks at Malone Roofing. They're more than just roofers.
With Cricket Wireless, you get everything you want in a great wireless plan.
Everything?
Yeah, like nationwide 5G speeds for nonstop downloading, everything.
Are you saying super fast 5G downloading right before you get on the plane? Everything?
Yep, your favorite shows and movies just in time for the flight, everything.
Passengers, get ready for takeoff.
And we're off with everything we need.
It's everything you want, including the price. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Speed restrictions apply. Video and standard definition compatible plan and device required for 5G access, which may not be available in your area for 5G coverage. See cricketwireless.com/map.
Tired of putting up personal credit and assets for business purposes? Had enough with affecting personal credit from fluid business balance fluctuation? Take control of your corporate credit. Force suppliers, lenders, and potential partners to base their decisions on business performance. Here at Fast Corporate Credit LLC, we have refined the process for any business owner to establish, grow, and optimize corporate credit. Without corporate credit, you are falling behind the competition. Our 90-day program assists with bureau registration, monitoring, trade line building, cash flow planning, strategy, and targeting financing. Visit us at www.fastcorporatecredit.com.
With nothing but me. And I believe roofing should be a profession and a career. Generations of Malones have proven that there is nothing we can't accomplish. Malone protects people and your things that matter most.
Welcome back to Friday Night Under the Lights, brought to you tonight by Fast Corporate Credit. You know, there's a lot of businesses since 2019 that have been struggling due to pandemic or what have you, hurricanes, just name it. And so a lot of the small businesses in this state of Mississippi have really struggled. Well, that's why Fast Corporate Credit wanted to be on this show. They wanted everyone to know that they can help small business in Mississippi. All the information is on their website at www.fastcorporatecredit.com, and that's what businesses need to get going and stay on top. Fast Corporate Credit. You know, we were talking about playing games on Thursday and Friday and now maybe some on Saturday, and one of the things that keeps coming up is the shortage of officials, and so I thought that I would talk this week with Tom Rice, who is the head of officials there at the MAIS. And Tom joins us now on Friday Night Under the Lights. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Hi, Russ. You?
We're doing just fine. We got our game in.
Yes.
You know what? There's games played last night. There's games played tonight. There may be some tomorrow. And, Tom, the biggest thing I'm hearing is that there's not enough officials to you know, get them all done on Friday night anymore. What has happened in this area of officiating, in your opinion?
Well, in my opinion, you know, and really in talking to some of our secretaries here in Mississippi Independent Schools, a lot of the young guys, one thing, they come in and they want to officiate, and they realize they've got a three-year-old and a one-year-old at home, and the mother of these children just does not want these young men out every Friday night. And so that itself is a hindrance. And plus the fact is they really don't want to give up every Friday night as far as, you know, they like to go to Oxford or wherever. And so I think that's a big thing. Plus, it's really hard to get someone committed because as you bring a new official in, you got to train him. What does that mean? It means Tuesday night for Pee Wee games, Thursday night for junior high games, and then Friday night for senior high. So they're gone a couple of nights a week. And so I just think being away from home is a big detriment as far as that's concerned.
Well, I think you're probably right about that. I think there's on that particular age group. So are you saying that there's – well, you and I both know Kevin Smith, a good friend of mine, wanted to sure. – he was working at Nissan and here right. in the Jackson area. But he wanted to get back in the game, be around the game, and became an official and just really loved it.
Sure. Well, and the thing about him is that he was with us for a couple of 3 years. I'm not, and then all of a sudden he went to Florida.
Right.
And kind of disappeared. And so, but he loved it. And, you know, once you get into it, Russ, you really love officiating. And you build a camaraderie with your fellow officials. And to me, the most exciting part is taking a road trip, and that's how you get to know them.
Right.
And so you become lifelong friends even after you officiate. And so it's just a hard thing to do initially getting in, but then once you get in and fall in love with it, it's in your blood and you just can't get out.
Is there a test involved in this thing? I mean, like a written test that they have to take and study the rule book?
Sure. Well, what we do, we bring a new official in. All right. We have an orientation. This is with the independent schools. We have an orientation for about 3 hours with all first-year officials. And we go through, we hand them all kinds of stuff to read. We give them a case book, which is case situations. We give them a rule book to understand the rules. Because we really don't officiate to the rule itself. We officiate to the spirit of the rule.
Mm.
And that's what we try to teach our young officials. And so they get involved, and then we continue to have a rules and mechanics meeting. And then all of a sudden, preseason, we have these jamborees, we have these scrimmages. And so then we get a mentor on the field with the jamborees to really teach them how to mechanically work. And so that's basically what we do to start. And then in the first year, you know, we require a first year official to do 5 junior high games plus junior high and senior high jamboree. Now that's the experience, and then they operate the clock. And the big thing is if they progress, then we'll put them into a senior high game on a Friday night, maybe late in the season. And so just to see how they operate and what they do.
Do you find that, you know, you mentioned something. I bet you talk to 10, if you talk to 10 people, 9 of them wouldn't be able to tell you that running the clock is done by an official, not by somebody at the school. It's run by an official. And you find that position is becoming more and more difficult because there's a lot more emphasis put on time these days than, say, 20 years ago?
Well, not really, because we every clock operator, whether the school furnishes it, has to be registered. And we have to go through the protocol with them, and we get them trained. And then a lot of times schools do not, they request an official, and now we got the play clock. Then we'll provide a play clock operator as well as an electric clock operator, game clock, with an official, and they're watching. They're looking at the mechanics. They're paying attention. And that's how they kind of absorb the basic mechanics.
Interesting. Very interesting. Now, you know, a couple of years ago, I saw you kind of walking back and forth at the 6A state championship game. Prep was playing MRA, I think. And they had a review of calls. How did that work out? How did that work out for y'all?
Well, it really worked out great. Now, this would be our fourth year for replay and championship games. And it was a learning process, and we had some rules. We tweaked them. And last year was probably our best year, is that we, David Drake with the MAIS, put together a training video for officials and then also a training video for the coaches. And we required those that are in championship games to review these two videos. And so that's what made it a whole lot easier for us. And then in the replay booth is David Drake with MAIS and Joel Bennett and me. And we watch every play. Coaches has a they have challenges. And so we'll watch every play as a couple of times.
Wow.
It worked out well.
Yeah, but it really brings a whole new meaning to, hey, I'm watching a game. I mean, you're really watching a game. That's got to be difficult. And it's time consuming. I mean, I remember the first year there was a lot of time spent, but I did notice that it seemed like every year it's gotten shorter and shorter. And now, is this something that we may see in the future on regular season games, or are you going to keep it just in the playoff?
I really don't see how we can get into regular season games because Ryan Eubank, they set up all the replay equipment.
Right.
And actually, ESPN would be jealous of the stuff they have.
Oh, I'm sure.
And so anyway, but it's just like last year. We ended up overturning one call in six championship games, and that was our fault. It was one of those we replayed, then we realized afterwards that it was not a replayable play. So, that was probably maybe six challenges out of six games. And so the officials do a good job. The officials look at that replay. They have pre-games, and they really work hard at getting the mechanics right because they got to get their mind right for that game.
Let me ask you this, Tom, before we let you go. And I really want to thank you for coming on, and because we have a lot of people watching and listening tonight. If there's someone out there that says, hey, I really would like to do something like this, who would they contact or where would they go to get the ball rolling on this?
Well, they would do it in two places. One is, of course, you've got Greg Hawthorne that's taken over Robert Holloway over at the public schools.
Right.
And I would call him at their office. And then Chris Chance is taking over for Les Triplett Activities Director for us. And so I would call him, or if you want to give out my number, they can call me because I get phone calls pretty good bit of the time. And we generally have five or six new officials every year that's recommended with our own association.
That is great. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to put your phone number, your name and your phone number up on the website, or the Friday Night Under the Lights website, which really gets hammered with a lot of folks looking at it. So, Tom, we really appreciate your time tonight, and you do a great job. You always do. And
I appreciate you.
Very difficult time. Tom Rice, the head of the officials for the MAIS. We'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Russ, hold on one second. This week we had a young man by the name of Darren Scheider. He was in his early 50s. He had a major stroke. So he's in St. Dominic. So we just ask everybody out there to pray for Darren and his wife, Linda, and that we think he's going to be okay, but he's in God's hands, and he's in the medical professional hands.
Well, and what is his name again?
Darren Scheider.
Darren Scheider. All right. We will certainly do that, Tom. Thank you so much, my friend. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay, brother. Take care.
All righty. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we'll go over the scores that we have tonight. We got folks lined up on the phone. You are listening and watching to Friday Night Under the Lights on MPB Think Radio. We'll take a timeout and be back with more Friday Night Under the Lights in a moment.